is specifically aimed at Diamond members of the ICANN Global Network who wish to create, over the next few years, multiple streams of residual income. Our course is all about business systems mastery. And what we're going to do tonight is present the second pillar of prosperity. And last week we looked at market research, and tonight we are going to look at the subject of niche marketing. Niche marketing. Now, this is a critical component for your business success, and I'm going to say a lot in a short space of time, so I want you to listen carefully and take notes as you go. Of course, if you are already a Diamond member, you'll be able to revisit this recording at any time because it will be posted tonight. Okay, I'm going to start off by using a marketing metaphor, a marketing metaphor. This is perhaps my favorite metaphor when it comes to marketing. And it is simply that marketing is fishing. Marketing is fishing. And there are several approaches to fishing. You can fish using a net, or you can fish using a line, a hook, and bait. Well, big companies that have big budgets and typically go fishing with a net. This means that they will invest heavily in TV and radio advertising, the sponsorship of sporting events and community events, and they will basically seek to create awareness of their brand, try to keep their brand relevant and in the minds of the general public in the hope that people will consider their brand when it comes to their next purchase. This is like fishing with a net, because when you throw out a net, you pull it back in. You're not quite sure what you've caught, and there's a lot of sifting and sorting that goes on to determine what you have actually caught. This is typically the strategy that is used by big companies with big budgets, big marketing budgets, and big brands. But what I'm addressing today is the independent entrepreneur. The independent that's not starting out with a big budget, certainly does not as yet have a big brand, hasn't yet established their credibility within the market, which usually takes several years to become known, credible, recognized. But this is the independent, or what I'm going to call the small guy. The kind of marketing that we use is the other sort of fishing, using a boat, a line, a hook, and bait. A boat, a line, a hook, and bait. Now, I'm gonna break that down as follows. First of all, the boat represents your business. The boat represents your business, your company, your organization, your initiative. That is the boat. The bait in this metaphor represents that free sample or gift that is an irresistible offer to your potential consumers. It's free, it's a sample, it's a gift, and it's irresistible. It is bait. The hook in this metaphor represents your mailing list. In other words, in order to get this sample or to get this gift, to get this free, juicy, meaty morsel of mind food or a sample of our product, what you have to do is subscribe to our mailing list, join our mailing list, make sure that we're able to continue marketing to you. That is the hook. So now listen, if you put out bait with no hook, then you are simply feeding fish. You're not catching fish. I'm going to say it again. If you put out bait, free samples, free gifts, without a hook, in other words, join our mailing list, give us your details, your name, email address, telephone number, whatever information you're trying to gather. If you put out the bait without a hook, you are simply feeding fish. You are not catching fish. And then the line represents your sales process. The line represents your sales process. So basically, the metaphor means that if you're going to catch fish, if you're going to catch customers, if you're going to get or win customers, then you have to bring your business into the sea of consumers. You have to bring your business to the consumer. Bring your business into the sea of consumers. You have to let down your bait, that is your samples, your gifts, your free gift, your irresistible, juicy gift. You let down your bait. You hook the customer by capturing or collecting data that you can follow through on. And then you reel them in to your business or your boat through your sales process. So the boat is the business, the bait is the free gift, the hook is the mailing list, and the line is the sales process. You bring your business into the sea of consumers, you let down your bait, which is your free gift, you hook the consumer by capturing the data, putting them into your mailing system, and then you reel them into your boat through your sales process. This is the basic marketing strategy used by independent entrepreneurs all over the world, people that are working from home, people that are working using a virtual corporation and virtual services, people that don't have the startup cash to buy premises, plants, equipment, staffing, but people that are simply seeking to create an additional income stream working from home, use this method for marketing. Bring your business to the sea of consumers, let down your bait, hook the customer, then reel them in into your business through your sales process. So that's really what we're going to talk about tonight. We're talking about niche marketing and the kind of marketing that makes sense for independent entrepreneurs. Let's start off with a simple definition for niche marketing, and it is this. Niche marketing is targeting a market segment who have special interests and needs. Niche marketing is targeting a market segment who have special interests and needs. So, all consumers represent the market. But what you have to do to be successful as an independent is you have to target a specific segment of that market. You target a specific segment, and you target that segment that has very special interests and needs, special interests and or needs. It's about targeting a particular market segment. In this respect, another useful metaphor, big companies use the shotgun approach. They will invest heavily in advertising campaigns that are designed to spray pellets out into the general area in the hope that one of them will hit. Whereas those people who are independent entrepreneurs really don't have the budget to do that. So what we do is we use a rifle and we are aiming at specific targets. It's targeted marketing. It's marketing to a specific segment of the market who have special interests and they have special needs. Now, why is it a good idea for you to target your marketing, to focus or concentrate your marketing efforts on a specific segment? Well, it's important because we are not trying to boil the ocean. This is another one of my beautiful marketing metaphors. We're not trying to boil the ocean, okay? If you're trying to make a cup of tea, do not go out there trying to boil the ocean. We're not trying to reach everyone because everyone is not interested in your product. Everyone does not need your product or your service. Everyone is a very broad statement. But there are specific people who do. There is a customer profile. There is a prospective buyer who is already needing a solution to a particular problem that they have. And the products and the services that you're going to supply meet them at the point of their need. So what is the benefit? Benefit number one is that your potential customers are more likely to search for you and to buy from you. Why is this? Because the high street as a whole does not cater for special interests and needs. You see, the bigger companies, they look at it this way. They want to get the maximum revenue from the maximum amount of sales. And in order to do that, they have to generalize and not specialize. So when people have special interests or special needs, they tend to search online. They'll go searching online for who can meet this very specialist area, because they can't just go into a regular shop and purchase that. So they will simply search online. So people are more likely to look for you and to buy from you if you target a specific market segment. Secondly, niche marketing allows you to target your audience. It allows you to concentrate your efforts on a specific group of people. Thirdly, it allows you to build a list of prospective buyers. I'm talking about a mailing list of prospective buyers. Now, we're in the digital age, and it's very important that, and we'll see this as we go through future modules, that you develop a list, that you create and build a list of prospective or potential buyers. And we'll show you exactly how to do this, and we'll post training manuals on how you do this. Why is it? Back to our fishing metaphor. You cannot draw what you have not hooked, okay? You cannot draw what you have not hooked. So there's no sense trying to sell your services or your product to people that are not already hooked. So what you do is, you know, smart marketeers, smart independent marketers only ever market to their list of people that have already bitten their bait. Because if you bite the bait, you've told me a couple of things about yourself. You told me that you're interested in this field. You told me that you can use products and services in this field. If your bait was online, you told me that you're already in the digital age. So they're already ticking boxes by the virtue of the fact that they have bitten into your bait. So very important that you build a list of prospective buyers. And when you niche market, or when you concentrate your efforts on a specific group, then you are more able to build a list. And we'll give you list building techniques as we go along in the series. And then finally, niche marketing allows you to access their community, because increasingly buyers have become communities because of the digital age. There are forums, there are blogs, there are discussion groups, there are critiques. People are connecting with each other, and so buyers have become communities. Now, I realize that I am really dealing with a business-to-consumer model here, but the same principles do apply for business-to-business relationships, i.e. what you're selling is a product or a service you're selling to another business. It's important to realize that buyers sit in communities, and when you have targeted a niche, when you have become specific about the group you're going for, then you can access their community. And there are ways to access a community that we will deal with a little later on in the session. So now we've looked at what niche marketing is. I've given you a marketing metaphor. I've told you what niche marketing is. I've told you the benefits for niche marketing. And all the statistics show that 20% of buyers, of consumers, purchase 80% of the products that are available. Only 20% of consumers purchase 80% of the products that are available. That means 20% are real buyers, and the other 80% are shoppers, okay, often window shoppers. And so it's important for you to concentrate your efforts on the 20% that are going to buy. It's not about boiling the ocean. It's not about getting everyone to like you and give you rave reviews. It is about that special group of people who are going to become your customers and your clients. Now, I want to break down in some detail how you do this, okay, how you practice niche marketing, and certainly how you find a niche that you can work with. And remember, last week we did market research, and we said that great businesses start with great market research. They do not start with great products and services. They start with great pain, problems, needs, and issues in a segment of the market, and then they will create or source a solution. They operate by the law of demand and supply, which means they'll never try to supply anything that's not already in demand. Please try to remember that as we go through this. So how do we do this? How do we do the niche marketing? Well, first of all, I'm going to ask you to choose one of eight market segments. Choose one of eight market segments. And I'm going to list these market segments, and you're going to ask, where does this come from? Well, it comes from my background as a professional life coach. And in life coaching, we look at a person's life, and we look at the eight facets or aspects of their life. And when you look at those eight aspects of a person's life, these are all markets. They are people spend and they consume in these areas. These are all markets. So let's go. I'm going to list the eight. Here it goes. Number one is spirituality. People spend on their faith. Number two is well-being, which includes health, both physical and mental. People spend on their health. Number three is love and family. And people spend on relationships and on their children and on their parents, on their family. Number four is careers. People spend on their careers. Number five is personal finances. Okay, that's not the same as a career. It's not about how much you make, but it's about how much you can keep and how you can invest and how you can reduce debt. And all of these things have to do with personal finances. Number six is lifestyle, okay? So everyone has a chosen lifestyle. They have their chosen recreations, their chosen hobbies, their chosen clothes, their chosen music, their chosen company, you know, how they socialize, the quality of their society is all under the lifestyle bracket. Number seven is education. People spend on learning, on personal development, on professional development. Number eight is contribution. People will contribute to causes that they care about. They will do things for charity. They will attempt to make a difference in the world. These are eight aspects of a person's life, and they represent eight market segments for smart entrepreneurs. What you do, first of all, is you choose one. So for argument's sake, we're going to choose well-being, wellness and well-being. Now, once you choose that because it resonates with you. Always choose something that resonates with you, something you can relate to, something you can connect with, either because of a personal experience in your life, a personal pain, a personal need, or someone in your family has needs in this area, someone you care about has suffered because of the lack of, but there is some resonation, some relationship, some experience you have that makes you say, that's the niche I want to work with. If you want to work with love and family, let it be something that is passionate to you. If it's personal finance, if it's lifestyles, whatever it is, we're going to pick out, for an example, wellness and well-being. Okay, this is a massive field. This is a huge market. It includes health and fitness. It includes nutrition. It includes medical issues. It includes mind issues. It just includes so many products and services. It is worth billions and billions and billions of pounds, dollars, and whatever other currency people are spending on their health, fitness, and wellness. But you see, it's not enough. Niche marketing is not the same as saying, okay, I'm in the wellness industry. Why? Because it's too broad. It is too broad. Everyone is concerned about their health and well-being. It's too broad. And if you are a general practitioner, you belong to a previous century. This century belongs to the specialists. You have to specialize in order to be special. And you have to differentiate yourself from your competition in some way. So wellness is just the segment that you choose. Now, for you to find a niche, what you have to look for is what I call the pain. You have to find the pain in that segment, okay? So if it was well-being and wellness, then you've got to now find the pain. You've got to start to hone it down, okay? So if we said we were looking at the market segment of well-being and we are looking at weight loss, okay? Let's say we're looking at weight loss. If you're looking at weight loss, then understand it's a big industry. Everyone's in it. Everyone's trying to lose the weight, and everyone has something on offer. But what you want to do is you want to find the pain. Now, pain is an acronym that stands for problems, aspirations, issues, and needs. Problems, aspirations, issues, and needs. And it also means what it says, which is pain. You got to find where are people hurting in this field. Likewise, if it was in spirituality and you wanted to set up your business within this market to provide products and services to meet people's spiritual needs, then you're going to need to find the pain. What is the problem people face in this area? What are their aspirations? What are the issues that concern them, and what are their fundamental needs? We say again, what are the problems people are facing in this area? What are their aspirations? What are they dreaming? What are they aiming for? What do they want for themselves? What are the issues that concern them, and what are their fundamental needs? When you find the pain, what you have found is a niche market. So let me go back up to the wellness and, let's go back into this, into weight loss. What you're doing when you're niche marketing is that you want to try to get as specific as you can, and you want to deal with products and services that are addressing the problems people face in this area, the aspirations that they have, and the issues and the needs. Now, I could break that down, but for the sake of the duration of this call, I'm going to give another example in perhaps the lifestyle area. Okay, so, and some of these areas cross over. Let's talk about sports. Okay, sports is very much, can sit in lifestyle, it can sit in wellness, and it can sit in careers, depending on how seriously people take their sport. Now, if you simply said, look, I'm in the market for sports equipment, that's great, but that puts you in competition with thousands of other people. So you want to narrow it down. And then you'll say, actually, I'm not just providing sports equipment, I'm specializing in tennis equipment, or boxing equipment, or hockey equipment. Because now what you're dealing with is a special interest, special needs of a targeted group. Now, is there a market for tennis equipment and gear and outfits? Absolutely. And it's worth millions and millions. That's why it's there. So what you want to do is you want to get into a niche where they are buying and they are consuming. Let's suppose in that field there is an issue. The issue is, let's say, training. People want training, but they don't have the time to do all the training. So maybe they want training videos, okay? And these training videos will sell more the more specific that they are, you know. And I'm not suggesting that you create the videos, unless that's what you do, but you can source things and you can find things and you can become the agent for those things. So what are we saying? We're saying get as specific as you possibly can by first finding the pain. Then when you get specific, what you want to do, when you're very clear about the people you are targeting, the profile of your prospective buyer, and you've gotten that level of clarity through your niching and through finding the pain, so that you now know that you're going to provide a solution for people who are struggling with this. You're going to provide a solution for people whose aspirations are this. You're going to provide a solution for people whose issues are here. You're going to provide a solution for people whose needs are here. Automatically, you differentiate yourself from the rest, and you are targeting. And what that targeting allows you to do is to access their community. So I want to talk briefly about accessing their community. How do you access that community? Whether it's the tennis players or whether it's the weight loss people, or it could be a specific ailment like diabetes. These are communities now, okay? On the spiritual level, they're really, you know, there's just so many issues around praise and worship, around prayer, around family life. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There are issues. You need to home in, focus in, be targeted, be specific, because now you can access the community. So how do you access the community? Well, number one, you build a list. You build a mailing list. And you know, how you build the mailing list, back to our metaphor, bait, hook. Bait, hook. You build a mailing list, and you know, in future modules, we will look at building a list in detail, because literally your fortune is in your list, and the bigger your list, the bigger of a chance that you have to make residual income. It's just scientifically factual. It's just how the new digital world works. So building a list. Number two, join their associations. Okay, if you're serious about doing business in a field, then look up what associations and organizations already exist within that field and join those associations, because you get to meet people and people get to meet you. They get to know who you are. You get to know who's who. This is an important part of niche marketing. It's joining the associations that already exist, whether they are real associations or virtual associations online, or whether you have to create the association and that becomes your business venture, because there is no association for people in this field. You're going to create that association, but it's very important that you start connecting with people in that field. Number three, you can start a blog in that field. As you begin to drip feed valuable information into that community, the community gets to know you and ultimately gets to trust you. Because buying in the modern world has everything to do with relationship, and that relationship has everything to do with trust. People need to know that you are not trying to rip them off, that you have ethics and you have standards, and that you will always operate in the interests of your clients and your customers. And people will get to feel that from the things that you blog about and from the person that you are within their community. Number four, attend their events, okay? If there are networking events, if there are expos, if there are trade shows, it's your job to be there and to meet who's who and to connect with that community. And ultimately, it boils down to number five, networking. It's seizing every, you know, a lot of people go to networking events that are a complete waste of their time because they're not networking with potential customers. They're not networking with potential suppliers. They're not networking with potential allies. They're not networking with potential joint ventures. They're just networking for networking's sake. Whereas when you begin to target a specific niche market, you begin to target a specific segment of the marketplace, that will guide you in terms of what networking events do you attend, what sorts of functions do you need to attend, where do you need to hang out, how can you get to meet with those people. Now, of course, once you're inside a buying community, you can create or source a solution. And creating solutions and sourcing solutions is the work of an entrepreneur and is what will make you of value to your marketplace. Of course, we will look at this as we go along. Now, I've finished the teaching part of it because it is 7:30. And I want to say that for those of you who want more, then right now on the Diamond Level page in ICANN Global Network, there is a complete training manual on niche marketing, a complete